looking at part of our Rock and Roll Museum that we started this year, featuring 31 groups, I believe, is what we ended up featuring.
Well, why don't we step over here and look through some of this, I guess, here.
Elvis played here on April the 17th in 1972, and we were able to have someone donate the posters from the concert. We had pictures donated, even a copy of the ticket. We did have the sign showing that our marquee, and it was sold out that day. We found where he had made a recording when he was here that night. So we've just been piecing it all together. A lot of them, other groups, people have come forth with pictures of them performing and on stage at Barton.
Yeah, I know, you know, I grew up in Little Rock, so yeah, Barton was the place to go. That was for any big concert.
Mm-hmm. Of course, Hart's been here. A lot of them's been here a number of times. Hart's been here four different times. Of course, Grand Funk Railroad. We have, you know, pictures of all of them on stage. Rush, Boston. Foghat's been here quite a bit. They're also coming back this year to the fair, and so is Jefferson Starship.
My first concert, fourth grade, 1982, was Rush here. That was kind of a crazy eye-opening experience for a little kid.
Well, Rush has been here five times that we know of so far, and we're just still trying to piece it all back together as to who all has been here and how many times they have been at Barton.
When was Barton Coliseum built?
Barton Coliseum was built in the late 40s, 49, and then it was completed in 54. And with the roof and all on, because we were using it for a while without the roof. And then they came back and got the roof put on in 54. Jackson 5 was here. Styx, Black Oak, Arkansas, and the Allman Brothers, they were here quite a bit. But one of our best walls is our Lynyrd Skynyrd wall. It's supposed to have been here and performed on October the 27th, 1977. And that would have been 2 days after the plane crash, which happened on October the 20th. We were able to get a copy of the contract that we had signed with the group. And across the contract, it does say it was canceled due to them being killed in the plane crash. One of the other walls that we're real proud of is our Stevie Ray Vaughan wall. We also have the contract there with his signature on it. He played here on May the 15th, 1984. You know, we're fortunate to have this stuff and people donating it to us.
Why did y'all create this?
Well, last year we started going through our archives and trying to see what we had and get them preserved because they were in one of our buildings out here on the grounds that was not a good place for them. And we started our history museum last year from the timeline of where all we had been, the state fair had been across the state. And we started in 1906 in Hot Springs. And then to eventually we've been here and stayed. So doing all of this and people getting involved and some of the rock stuff had been mentioned, and with the talking about the possibility of us moving, everyone you talked to said, you know, I went to my first concert at Barton. It was Barton this, Barton that. Oh, please don't move. We can't get rid of Barton and everything. So we decided, well, let's just start looking at the rock and roll part of it. And so that's how we kind of come up with the idea of starting the Rock and Roll Museum.